Kyle, let me try starting. This is Rich from the Telegram. Just early in your career, you faced a lot of uncertainty heading into this week with regard to roster cuts. Can you just kind of bring us back to how you dealt with that and maybe how it's made you a better professional going forward?
I mean, it's just another work day. You know, guys just come in, just trying to do your job, you know, getting better every day. So it's another day for us.
I seem to remember there were a handful of us who talked to you the day after you made the team as a rookie, though, and you were very, very elated. Were you surprised at all you made the team?
I wouldn't say surprised. I mean, I was just, you know, trying to work hard, you know, and hoping for the best. But at the end of the day, you know, just being blessed with that, and, you know, God put me here for a reason, so that's pretty much it.
You're the guy who made the team and has sustained a career in the NFL after being undrafted, do you take it upon yourself or do other guys who are undrafted this year, have they come to you at all for advice, you know, comfort or support during this time, which can probably be a little nerve-wracking for a guy?
Yeah, a couple guys ask me questions, you know, how about this, what is going on with this, and when do you get a call and stuff like that. You know, I just tell them, guys, don't too much worry about that. When you worry about that, you know, it kind of can mess the game. You know, work hard every day. You know, give it your best effort and play hard when it comes down to it.
Kyle, how does your approach to this final week change now that you've gone from a guy a couple years ago that was on the fringe of making the roster to, you know, a de facto starter at this point?
Nothing really changes for me mentally. You know, I just want to keep doing my job and getting better every day. Working harder and playing harder and faster. So nothing changed for me. I just want to continue to do what I've been doing, but doing it better.
Kyle, you were recently rewarded with a contract extension that seems to involve a significant amount more money, more money than your previous deals were. How does that mean to you, the commitment from the team and the organization to keep you on board for at least one more year?
Like I said, it just it's a blessing, and I just want to continue to work hard, play hard, and keep doing my role, whatever, you know, the coach has asked me to do, and I want to just continue on that road.
How do you feel the defense has done with getting pressure on quarterbacks?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and evaluate and, you know, tell you this and that. I'm just saying guys are just working hard. You know, guys just try to do a little better, try to do, you know, pay attention to details, do everything down to the fine point and playing hard and getting better. So, you know, that's pretty much it. It's nothing about always trying to get to the quarterback or, you know, anything like that. It's just, you know, guys try to play hard and do their role, do their jobs.